upon your life and his fullness to come into your life today. I want to speak to you today from something very important. We heard all those videos today and the great little testimonies. They were great. And the last one, what would you say to your dad? I want to tell you today the last words that a dad said to his son. And I've been at the bedside of many people when they've taken their last breath here on this earth. I've seen them whisper some of the last things that they would say to their family, to their loved ones. And when they begin to say it, the family will get down close and they'll hug and they'll listen. So I want you to have that posture today when I read to you David's last words to his son Solomon. Today I want to pray. Lord, I just thank you today for your love and your life. I pray your blessing over each and every person today in the name of Jesus. I give you thanks for it. And everybody said amen. If you have your Bibles, you don't want to look at it. It's in 1 Kings chapter 2. And dads, I want to tell you, and although this is going to be this, I'm going to speak to dads today, this is for everyone. The Bible says that all scripture, it's given for each and every one of us. So I don't want anyone to feel left out. But I want to talk to dads today. And I'm not here to make any dad feel beat up or insignificant. I honor you. I respect you. We're all walking through different stages of life and different seasons of life. And we need one another. And we need God's word and the power of his Holy Spirit so that we can be the best that he has called us to be. And you don't have to wait until your days are over to declare something very important into your son's life, into your children's lives. You can speak over them right now, no matter how old they are. I begin to speak over my children when they were in their mother's womb. I'd get right down on her belly. I'd put my hand in there, and I'd speak to them. You're going to be a great son. You're going to be, I was hoping for a daughter along there. I had to wait for granddaughters. But you're going to be great. You're going to do great things. God is going to use you and bless you. And I'm so grateful today. And even when they were in the crib, and I'm telling you, what I was speaking over them, I could not even imagine what would come to pass today. But declare over your children. Pray over them. Speak over them life. Tell them things that God would have them to do and to be. So David speaks to Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. He says, I'm about to go the way of the earth. And I want to say this to everybody today. No matter who you are, no matter whether you know Christ or you don't, you need to know him as your Savior, because there will come a day. The Bible says that it's appointed unto every man to die once, and then comes the judgment. But if we know Christ as our Savior and our Lord, if we invite Jesus to come into our heart, I'm not talking about joining a church or being religious. I'm talking about having a relationship with Jesus, the Son of the living God. And we allow him to be a part of our lives. When we depart this earth, the Bible says to be absent from the body, come on, is to be present with the Lord. But here he is. He said, I'm about to go the way of all the earth. And this is what he says. He says, last words, be strong. Act like a man. Observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him and keep his decrees and his commands, his laws, his regulations as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you will prosper in all you do and wherever you go. Lord, bless your word, I pray in Jesus' name. The first thing that David says is to be strong. And being strong has several connotations around it. It doesn't mean being the toughest guy in the room. It doesn't mean that I have to be macho man or someone to be feared. It doesn't mean that I am dominating or intimidating. It doesn't mean that it's my way or the highway. It doesn't mean that you never cry. In fact, real men cry. Come on, is there any real men in the house today? Real men will cry. David charged Solomon. He said this. He said the first thing, he said, be strong, because godly strength and courage develop over time. It's not overnight. You can't go in to Planet Fitness tomorrow morning and pick up a couple dumbbells and walk out in the afternoon and say, now I'm big and strong. You're going to have to go in day after day after day. You're going to have to work on it every day of your life. And David was telling his son that if you're going to have strength, and if you're going to be strong in the power of the Lord, you're going to have to exercise things in your life for that to come to pass every single day you live. Psalm 73:26 says it like this, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, and he's my portion forever. Every single day, growing in strength is a process. Moses says to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 31:6, he said, be strong and be courageous. Don't fear or be in dread of them, for it is your Lord, your God, who goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that a good word right there? God says to Joshua in Joshua 1:7, listen to this, only be strong, he said. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all that the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. I think it's interesting that he says only be strong. And I believe he says that because we have options in our lives that are always in front of us. We can be strong one day, and then the next day something could happen to us or come against us, and it can cause this weakness or depression. But God says to Joshua, listen, you've got a choice, but you need to choose to be strong. You need to choose. Because options are in our lives, like options like giving up. We didn't see, we didn't receive what we had hoped for. It didn't work out the way we hoped it would. Or we have options like giving in. Giving in when our culture is trying to suck us down into this black hole and conform us to something that God has never called us to be like. Paul says to Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He wants you and I to be strong. And I say this to every dad, every parent, every dad, every mom, that you and I must sometimes choose to go beyond our human ability. That beyond our ability lies a divine power from God that will carry you through times of stress and difficulty, times when you feel like it's over, times when you want to give up or you feel like, what's the use anymore? And God, at that moment, steps into our lives and strengthens us, and not only gives us strength, but he orchestrates a change in our lives that will create a different outcome than we think is coming. And I believe that for somebody today, that when the enemy has meant something for evil in your life, when you trust in the Lord, when you step into that place of supernatural, he not only changes your situation, but he changes the outcome that's going to happen in your life. Come on, how many of you ever lived and got a better outcome because God was on your side than you hoped for or you thought was coming? Come on, that's a good time for you to amen. And I know I'm speaking to someone today that God is changing the outcome in your life. He's delivering you from the fear that would rob the strength out of your life. Learn, I love that song today. Learn to sing in the middle of your storm. My goodness, that's easy to sing here today. You got all the musicians and the singers up here, and they got smiles on their faces. They're jiving with the music. Yeah, I can lift my hand. But when the storm comes, that's when God says, you got to learn to sing in the middle of that. That's where the supernatural strength that God says he will give you, that's when it is needed. And you got to let your praises sometimes be so loud that it drowns out the noise of the enemy that's trying to consume your life. And he is giving you, not your enemy, he's giving you great victory today. Paul writes again at the end of this thought that he has in Ephesians chapter 6. He ends it with in verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I want to just tell some of you today, I want to tell you right now, hey, what you're going through, what you're facing is over. You didn't receive that like you should have today. I said, what you've been going through, what you've been facing is over. Be strong. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, I just sense God when I said that. I could sense Him. He's orchestrating changes of your outcome. He's changing your situation. He's changing. He's dissolving dilemmas in your life. And He's going to bring a much better outcome than you could ever hope for, ask, or think of. God is doing something like that. He said, be strong in the Lord. And then the next thing he says, act like a man. Act like a man. And I know this statement, many people think, well, you know, I got to do this and I got to do that to act like a man. But I want to hear what David says, who made the statement to Solomon. He writes in Psalm 112, verse 1 through 5. He said, praise the Lord. Listen to this. And every dad, every husband, every father, every man, you ought to underline this in your Bible. You need to have it on your refrigerator. Have it on your mirror when you shave in the morning and get ready. Put it on your dashboard of your car. Read it. Believe it. Let it become a part of your life. He said, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. I could stop and say amen right there, and your life would be better. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. Listen to this, because it comes with a promise. His offspring will be mighty in the land. And I like that. When he talks about the land being mighty, it means that he will have prominence. He will be recognized. He will have influence in the land. Amen, Pastor. Amen. I'm going to amen myself this morning. You all ate too many donuts on the way in. Listen to this. He'll be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house. Not for just him. Listen, it goes on. And his righteousness endures forever. And I tell you what, wealth and riches in your house is one thing. But if you don't have any righteousness in your house, you have nothing. But if you have righteousness in your house with wealth and riches, then things happen. He goes on, light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and merciful and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He has wealth and riches in his house because he deals generously and he lends. And the reality of it is, he didn't lend nothing. He's just giving it out all the time. Come on, can anybody say amen with me on that? Because God blesses. And men, it starts with us. Dads, it starts with you today. For you to live and act like a man. To be strong in the Lord. Listen, authentic manhood, it covers four thoughts. And I'm going to end with this. Number one, you got to learn to reject passivity. Some people say, and it just raises the fur on my back when they say, oh, what will be, will be. No, that's not true. The reality of it is, you and I do not want to live life by default. We just do whatever comes our way. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that. The only time I'm like that is when I ask my wife if we're out somewhere, what do you want to eat? She goes, I don't know. What do you want? I don't care, honey. What do you want? That's smart. But live life intentional. Make the decisions that will make a difference in your home and in your family. Step out in faith and believe that God is going to do something great with you. Spend time with God so that you can hear He'll release great plans and great insights into your life. Number two, accept responsibility. You and I must learn to accept responsibility, not only for our lives, but for the lives of our family. Listen, when my kids were growing up, once in a while, they would veer off. I wouldn't just neglect them and let them go on their own. They were my children. I stepped in. I took responsibility. I fought for them. I covered them. I protected them. I prayed for them. I paid for them. Dads, take responsibility in your home and watch the Lord do great things in and through your lives. Number three, lead courageously. Take the initiative. As Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lead, lead. Let God show you the direction that He wants for you to go. Men, you and I, we're responsible. And then fourth, lead courageously. Take the initiative. Step out in faith. Do something powerful with your family and with your home. Make a mark so they never forget the decisions for the Lord that you make. Listen, I'd rather do something for the Lord and really think that I heard from God in the midst of it and fail and have my kids at least say, well, he stepped out, he believed God. Because I'm going to tell you something. God, he'll rescue you when you step out in faith and do things, even if it doesn't work out. Take the initiative. And dads, if you've ever been with me, if you've ever asked me, you know, you've been in a situation or you've been through a challenge and you're wondering what to do, I'm going to tell you this little story. I've been to Disney World a few times, and you go there. If you've ever been there, I'm sure you've seen it. You see a crowd of people. They're all wearing the same color T-shirt. And out in front of that crowd is one person. And they're holding a flag. And everyone is following the person with the flag. Dads, that's who we are. We're standing out in front of the crowd in our home and in our family. We're carrying the flag. And we're like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. We lead by example. We move in that direction that he wants. And then last, great rewards, they will come to you and I when we serve him. Galatians 6:7, don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Hallelujah. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Don't become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Come on, do I have any people in here? You're not going to give up today? I want every dad to stand up. I want to pray a blessing over you. I want to pray out of Numbers chapter 6 and verse 22, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his sons and say it. Is this the way you shall bless? This is the way you shall bless the children. Say it to them. And I want to say it to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you great peace. Father, I pray for every dad in this house today, from the youngest to the oldest, dads, grandpas, great-grandpas, great-great-grandpas. I pray your hand to be upon their lives. I pray that you would use them. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that this will be a day where they show an attitude of servanthood to all that are around them. I pray your favor upon their family and all they lay their hand to today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody said a great amen. Can we give a hand to all our dads today? I love you, dads. Prayer people, come on down to the front. If you need prayer for anything before you go.